Good afternoon, everybody. It's The Voice 1230 WJBC. Well, apparently, there's been new ground broken, or some surprising things found, involving the world's largest flower. That's right. And it's not just in the Guinness Book of World Records, or perhaps, on Fear Factor. But I want to make sure I'm saying this right. The Rafflesia flower is a strange and unusual thing that is studied by, among other people, a Bloomington Normal native, Daniel Nickrent, who is a Southern Illinois University professor of biology, plant biology, is joining us. And apparently, Professor Nickrent, you study weird flowers, huh?
That is correct.
Okay. How does one get into studying bizarre plants?
Well, the one that we're talking about, Rafflesia, is a parasitic plant. And, of course, this means that it attaches to another plant and gets its sustenance that way. It derives the water and nutrients that it needs. And I study many types of parasitic plants that occur all over the world. Probably the most familiar type of parasite that most people know is mistletoe. We just came out of the Christmas season, right?
Yeah.
And the mistletoe is a good example of a parasitic plant. It grows on the branches of trees. And it's an independent, different organism, right? It lives its own separate life, but it's attached to another plant and doesn't grow in the ground.
So what you're saying is mistletoe and poison ivy not really that unfamiliar?
Well, poison ivy is not a parasitic plant.
Oh, really? Okay, why is that not one?
Well, it's growing in the dirt, right? Growing in the ground.
Oh, I see.
It picks up water and nutrients from the soil. But remember, a parasitic plant actually grows into another plant and connects up to it and gets its water directly from another plant, not from the ground through its roots.
So this Rafflesia is not only a parasitic plant, but apparently a rather stunning one in that it can get very, very large.
Yeah, that's what's really cool is that it has parts that are very large and other parts that are not so large. Let's first talk about what part of it is the parasite, right?
Okay.
Inside the host vine and the vine that it grows on in the tropical forests of Malaysia and Indonesia and so on, this vine is a member of the grape family. So we all know grapevines.
Yeah.
Imagine a thin strand growing inside of this of another plant. That's the Rafflesia during most of its life. You'd never see it. You'd never know it was there. But then it starts to grow a bud from that, we call it an endophyte, growing in the vine. And that bud bursts through the host vine. It starts out as a small bud, size of like a ping pong ball or smaller. Then it gets the size of a grapefruit. And then finally the size of a basketball. And finally opens up into a flower that is a meter wide.
So basically, this is like the movie Alien, only with plants.
Exactly. Just like Alien popping out of the chest of some hapless actor, huh?
That's really special. So really, I mean, it kind of works. I mean, if you were to look at animal biology, it'd be like a tapeworm. Only
of course, they never poke their heads out, right?
Well, I hope not.
There are some parasitic organisms that we don't really want to talk about that do something like that. But it's kind of gross, right?
I'm not
leaving
my
house. People think of animal parasites as so gross.
Well, this thing is fascinating, though. I guess the blooms, 15-pound blooms, is that what
you're saying?
Yes. Wow. I mean, where do you find these things?
So, like I said, it's Southeast Asia. So the countries are Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines. Even up into Thailand, right, and into Southeast Asia, one can find different species of Rafflesia. Now, remember, they're not all huge. Some of the Rafflesias, different species, are only about 4 inches wide. Now, it's still pretty big as flowers go, right, but they're not a meter wide. But one of them, called Rafflesia arnoldii, after Arnold, who it's named after, has a meter-wide flower. They're really spectacular plants.
Well, I hope someday that they'll name a parasitic creature after me, like Mr. Arnold. But so you've been studying this, and I guess that there is a team, of which perhaps you are involved with, involving other universities, the University of Wisconsin, the Smithsonian, Harvard, and you've come up with some new things you found about the Rafflesia?
Yeah, I've been studying this for, going on 20 years now, but only recently, about 2004, did we, through molecular methods, sequencing DNA and so on, figure out that Rafflesias were in this order of plants called Malpighiales. I know that's a nasty name, but it has members such as the poinsettia that we see at Christmas time again, right? The poinsettias that are in potted plants.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the spurge or euphorbia family. Now, we knew that we didn't know exactly where in this whole order that Rafflesia belonged in 2004, and that's the result that just came out in Science, is that now we've pinpointed it, that it's actually the spurge family that it's most closely related to. And why is this interesting and exciting? Well, turns out most members of the spurge family have tiny flowers. I mean, we're talking millimeters in size. And so what also the paper does is talk about the magnitude of increase that we're talking about here. And to put it in the scale for your listeners, imagine if a euphorbia flower or spurge was the size of a man,
mm-hmm.
you know, say 2 meters or 6 feet tall. The Rafflesia flower would be the size of the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Wow.
That's the scale we're talking about. So we're looking at one of the largest increases among all living organisms here. Now, I'm not sure if we compared a whale to a mouse and so on, right? What kind of scale we're talking, but this is huge, right?
That is really amazing. I mean, and with this study, finding this connection, I'm curious, is there any middle ground? Is it all that the other species have the tiny flowers and just this one has the big one? Is there any in between?
Well, as I mentioned, not all Rafflesias are a meter wide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are 4 inches. There's actually some fairly modest-sized Rafflesias among all of its 15 or so species. So we can see that the trend was, over the course, we plotted this actually in the paper, of about 46 million years of evolution on the stem lineage towards Rafflesia, did we see this size increase occurring. So not all Rafflesias are monstrous, but, you know, we're looking at still a 4-inch wide flower is pretty good size, especially when you're coming from something that's millimeters in size.
So if you have a Rafflesia problem, let's say, you know, in the yard at what, Roundup? What how do I deal with it?
We could only wish, because remember, this is a very rare plant. There's a lot of conservation, issues about protecting it. And it has not been cultivated very often. Only a couple of times have people actually grown it. And that's in cases in botanical gardens already in Malaysia and Indonesia. So we'd love to see it. Somebody figure out how to grow it in a botanical garden. Wouldn't that be great if it were, say, at Missouri?
Oh, wow. That would be amazing to see. I mean, to see these huge flowers.
Exactly.
Well, absolutely. Well, do you try to grow them at all at Southern Illinois University? Is that something
No, I haven't, but it has been attempted at the Missouri Botanical Garden Climatron.
Ah.
They have the host vine, called Tetrastigma, that grows there, and they tried to put seeds, you know, next to its roots in the soil and to put them into the stem, and it didn't work. So it just simply shows that the biology, the life history of this organism is complicated, and we still need a lot of information to understand how it completes its life cycle before we can begin to cultivate it.
Well, I tell you what, it's certainly, it's very interesting. The more you learn about the odd parts of the world, the more it makes you feel like, oh, yeah, I'm really dumb. At least me. Daniel Nickrent, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this very unusual flower, the Rafflesia flower, a monster flower, the world's largest flower.
It was a pleasure, and if people want to learn a little more about it, they can visit the Parasitic Plant Connection, the website that I run that talks about all parasitic plants, including Rafflesia.
Bloomington Normal native Professor Daniel Nickrent from Southern Illinois University's Department of Plant Biology joining us this afternoon. We'll be right back on The Voice, 1230 WJBC, right after this.